Beloved friends, we welcome you to the closing meditation upon our text in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. We quote the words again, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. We come to the closing section of our text. We emphasize the universal lamentation within the world, all over the world, at the second appearing of Christ to the earth. As we read, all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Let me be faithful to state, the world under sin and Satan, blinded in their minds and hearts, does not wish Christ to come back. The unsaved, the wicked and the ungodly of the earth, do not appreciate nor love his coming. Have you never read the words of Revelation chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, where the language of their terror-stricken men, whether great or small, shall say to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall upon us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" In that day of Christ's coming in glory and power, it will be the day of his wrath against all human wickedness, and human wickedness will come to an abrupt end. Its death knell will come. The sinful pleasures, the licentiousness of immorality of all kinds will meet their deserved judgment. The ribald songs of merriment and mirth in that coming day will turn to shrieks of terror, of horror and despair. Listen to the Savior's words when he forecasted that time in Matthew 24 and verse 30 to say, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn." They will not be glad to see him. For he goes on to say, "They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." My beloved, let me say, the world is going to be afraid. The unsaved, wicked world of that day. And the Savior confirms the fact in our words of Revelation 1:7, there will be universal lamentation in all nations, wailing, knowing that the end of immorality and sin and the depravity of the human race has now come to be reached by judgment, for it will be the day of the world's great judgment. You may not believe it, my friend. You may not even wish to believe it, but this is true. For may I point out, the Savior added to his confirmation of the fact by saying in Matthew 24 and verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." You can deny them, you can reject them, you can refuse them, but says the Lord Jesus, my word will be sure. Have you ever read the words in Psalm chapter 9 and verse 17? "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." My beloved, let me state, under the power of sin and Satan, wickedness abounds in the world today, and forgetfulness of God is in every nation. Then what will be the ultimate end? Nothing but eternal judgment. The fact is true. The nation or the men who think they can cheat a moral God in a moral universe, that nation or men can be called a moral imbecile. Payday is coming at the appearing of Jesus Christ for this world. Solemn is the truth of this coming day of judgment that has been written by the Spirit of God in 1 Thessalonians 5. I quote from verse 2 and 3, "The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. the world will be caught unexpectedly, as a thief comes in the night when the judgment comes. But let me read the words through. The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, for when they shall say peace and safety, they may think they are all in comfort and peace and safe from divine judgment, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Please note the last five words. And they shall not escape. Escape will be impossible when the Lord comes. The words of Revelation of chapter 1 and verse 7 are true. When Christ comes to the earth to judge the wickedness of men, that appearance of glory and power will cause all kindreds of the earth to wail because of him. Universal lamentation, for in righteousness he will judge and make war against all of his enemies. But there is one closing fact of our text we must mention. The last three words, where we have the acknowledgement that the results of Christ coming to the earth as the world's judge, what takes place will be absolutely justified. The three words that the apostle adds, even so, amen. It is the apostle's ratification, confirmation, saying, even so, amen. The word amen, you may well know, means so be it. Have you never read the words of Revelation 16, chapter 16 and verse 5, relating to those times of judgment to be poured upon the earth from heaven above? John the Apostle writes, by the Spirit that I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. Let me be faithful to say, when God's righteous judgments fall upon the ungodly of this earth, both the saints and the angels, holy angels, will unite in complete agreement with his retributive acts of judgment upon sin and lawlessness, and will say, completely in agreement, in heart, the words of Revelation 1:7, even so, amen, so be it. Now there are some who would declare God would be unjust to punish sinners. I've had men tell me, would God be just to punish sinners? Now, if this were so, then may I give you the thought? God must have been unjust when he punished his Son for our sins upon the cross. There on the cross of Calvary, God laid the world's sin. All the sins of the world were laid upon him. We read in Isaiah 53:6, Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. None amiss. And if the world will not repent, if the world will not believe it, then there's only one other alternative. The unbelieving sinner must face the penalty of their own sins in eternal judgment. Oh, my friend, listen to the incomparable words, which you know well, I'm sure. And you may have heard them often. They came from the peerless, the precious, the sinless, blessed lips of the Lord Jesus. For God so loved the world. Please let me say, God did not want the world to go to hell. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Please let me say, let me go on record, and I'm not, it's not my word, it's the word of God, it's the words of the Lord Jesus. From his statement in John 3:16 and 17, you have the blessed truth. God wanted to save the whole world. My goodness, what more can he do? What more can he do than he has done? He gave his Son. And the Son bore the iniquity and the penalty and gave himself a ransom for the whole world. And God says to the whole world, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish. My beloved, as the Lord Jesus said to the Pharisees of his day, you will not come unto me that you might have life. No man and woman, boy and girl, can say, I cannot be saved. Don't dare to tell me that. And don't dare to tell it to God. You can be saved, but the whole thing is you will not. My beloved, what you need to do is to bow down in conviction and confession and repentance and say those precious words to the Lord Jesus, who offers himself as your Savior. Lord Jesus, I will trust thee. Trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven nor on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners, therefore, Lord, for me. Please let me go on record again. I love to tell it. God provided a salvation for the whole world. And if you don't have it, it's your fault. Take it, my friend. Let me close with our verse again. Behold, he cometh, the certainty of his coming, with clouds, holy angels and saints, the manner of his coming. And every eye shall see him, the publicity of his coming. Even they which pierced him, the special revelation of his coming to Israel. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, the universal lamentation of the world in that day. And even so, amen. Every born-again believer and all the holy angels will combine to say, amen, Lord. Even so. But, oh, my friend, are you ready for his coming? Find the Savior today. Receive him in your heart and soul. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. With thankful heart that the Lord Jesus is coming again, but with great burden upon the heart, because there's so many that are not ready for it. May thy Holy Spirit use the words of this message of the week to bring some sinners to the Savior and to draw the saints of God nearer to him for his name's sake. Amen.